Welcome to the FIU CAPS podcast. This is MJ Rendon. Today I am pleased to introduce Dr. Mark Smith, one of the university psychologists at CAPS. Dr. Smith will speak today about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, also known as ADHD, among college students. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Hi, and thank you for having me today.
To start, I want to ask you, what is ADHD?
Well, ADHD is students having a hard time paying attention even when they really are interested in the topic or the subject being studied. I want you to think of the one of your favorite classes. Even in a class that's really interesting, you may lose interest for a couple seconds. So you lose interest, but then you come right back to what the professor is saying. With ADHD, you lose interest and you see something outside the window, and then 10 minutes later, you come back to the professor and you don't even know what they're talking about anymore. That's more what ADHD might look like.
It sounds like for a person who has ADHD, their mind wanders very easily and it's really hard for them to come back. Can I ask you about the hyperactivity piece and how that looks like when we grow up now that we're in college?
The hyperactivity part is just an inability to sit still. I think we've all had friends or we know people that, you know, you're sitting down watching a movie and they're pacing. They still may be paying attention to the movie, but they're walking around or they're fidgeting or they need something to do with their hands. That's what hyperactivity may look like.
Now, let me ask you, how can CAPS help students figure out if they indeed have ADHD?
We have a wonderful walk-in program where any student can come to CAPS and talk to a therapist, and they can share their concerns about ADHD. We also have a screening process where they come in and they talk to someone who knows a lot about ADHD. At the end of the screening, we usually have a good idea if it's ADHD. It could be depression, could be anxiety, or it could be just shifting from a high school to college, and then we'll try to give them good information about what to do next.
What would the treatment of ADHD look like?
Certainly one option is individual therapy, and that would focus around them organizing their environment. It could be medication. Medication is good for some people. Or it could be testing. Testing will enable them to qualify for accommodations while they are in school or in class. So some of the accommodations might include a quiet place to take an exam. They might also get extra time to take an exam. You know, sometimes you're reading the question and it takes a long time to read it. Well, it might take them a little longer to read it, so they might need extra time to finish their exam.
Great. So I hear you say that there's actually quite a lot of things that students who have ADHD can do to make changes in their environment and also in themselves. I have also heard you mention that sometimes students are sad or maybe kind of shocked to learn that they indeed have ADHD. I've also heard you say that people with ADHD have some special abilities than others do not have. Would you mind sharing some of them?
A lot of times people with ADHD are highly intelligent, highly creative, see shortcuts and things that other people don't see. Some of them are musically intuitive. Some of them have an ability to hyperfocus, especially if it's something they're really interested in. They can just focus on that and cut everything else out. They can be very adventurous. And there's a lot of other things they're really good at, but they just have to see those things as a bonus or an ability, and sometimes they don't.
Our time today has ended. Thank you so much for being with us today and talking to us about ADHD.
Well, thank you for having me here today, and hopefully we'll be able to do this again.
Visit us at caps.fiu.edu for more podcasts on mental health topics and the services CAPS provides. Thank you for listening.